From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has rejected talks for now with the Taliban insurgency in the wake of a series of deadly attacks in Afghanistan that have killed and wounded hundreds.
When we see what they're doing and the atrocities that they're committing and killing their own people, and those people are women and children, many, many women and children that are totally innocent, it is horrible.
Mr. Trump cited attacks, including the heart of Kabul Saturday, that left more than 100 dead and twice that many wounded.
So there's no talking to the Taliban. We don't want to talk to the Taliban. We're going to finish what we have to finish. What nobody else has been able to finish, we're going to be able to do it.
Mr. Trump unveiled a new South Asia policy last year, including deployment of more U.S. troops. Michael Kugelman, South Asia expert at Woodrow Wilson Center, said Mr. Trump's position is the right one.
Now, I think it's notable that Trump did not rule out the possibility of talks down the road. He said that if conditions change, maybe we would reconsider. But, you know, I don't think it's a surprise, and I don't think this administration really seriously was entertaining the idea of pursuing talks with the Taliban. But, you know, what we heard from Trump, I think, was very much, was not at all a surprise.
Afghanistan's U.N. ambassador told Reuters Monday fighting needs to continue against certain elements of the Taliban, but he said there are reconcilable elements who are in touch with his government and engaged in talks. New Liberian President George Weah Monday pledged to take a pay cut, describing the West African country's economy as in dire condition. In his first State of the Nation address, the former international football star described the economy as broken, the currency in free fall, inflation on the rise. He said unemployment is at an unprecedented high and the country's foreign reserves are at an all-time low. Mr. Weah also vowed to crack down on what he called endemic corruption. This is VOA News. Russia is hosting what's billed as a Syrian National Congress, a dialogue in the Black Sea resort of Sochi, but the opposition, along with Britain and France, have said they won't attend. One opposition leader said Moscow is simply trying to dominate the political process after intervening militarily. Andrew Tabler with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy agrees.
I think there's a lot of truth in that. The Russians, since their intervention in 2015, have wanted to drive not just the military process, but the political process. And I think that's what they hope to achieve with this meeting.
Tabler also supports the idea the Sochi meeting is an effort to create a separate peace process that could undermine UN efforts to end the conflict.
It's unlikely that the Sochi meeting itself will bring anything other than to augment the process in Geneva, which has not itself not been going very well. So it's another attempt to try and go around, I think, the Geneva process, and we'll have to see what the Russians come up with.
Meanwhile, more than 30 were killed following government airstrikes that struck the town of Sarakeb in rebel-held Idlib province. Fighting is also reported to be intense between Kurdish YPG militia and Turkish forces with rebel allies in and around the Bursiya Hill in Afrin province. Cameroonian separatist leader Julius Ayuk Tabe, arrested in Nigeria early this month, has been deported. He's president of a self-declared breakaway state made up of Anglophone regions in the majority French-speaking country. The separatists have recently taken up arms and have been to form their own country. Political tensions are high Tuesday in Kenya as several hundred supporters of opposition leader Raila Odinga gathered at a Nairobi park to witness the swearing-in of Odinga as rival president to incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. Mr. Kenyatta was sworn in last November to a second term after defeating a boycotting Odinga. At a swearing-in ceremony for the second Health and Human Services Secretary in his administration, President Donald Trump Monday was asked by reporters about his second State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress later Tuesday.
It's a big speech, an important speech. We cover immigration, and for many, many years, they've been talking immigration. They never got anything done. We're going to get something done.
Trump is expected to appeal for bipartisanship with Democrats on major spending on infrastructure while underscoring the improving U.S. economy. VOA will carry the speech live beginning at 1:45 Universal Time Wednesday. The U.S. announced it's resuming admissions of refugees from 11 countries identified as high security risks for Middle Eastern and African regions with enhanced screening. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer at the end of a sixth round Monday said talks to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, involving Canada and Mexico are making slow progress. He said the core issues are now being discussed. The next round scheduled in Mexico in late February. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.